This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio. We're here with Behind the Scenes with Lauren Russ and Jennifer Phillips from Virginia Mason Medical Center about the power of words in healthcare. I think this is a really such an important issue. I mean, we just, I don't know if you guys are using electronic health records in the health system there, but we're using Epic now. And my big fear is that we lose emotion states in this way of, you know, we could even collect these words, but we on our forms, but do we understand them when we collect them? And that's actually a whole different question, but that's what I worry about.
Yeah. I think we still feel like we're in our infancy on this work, and we're learning so much every day. But again, we just keep finding that we make so many assumptions about things. Even, you know, if I see somebody who looks upset, I can make a lot of assumptions about the why behind that without asking, right? So that's where we're at. But we're really excited about this, and we appreciate you having us on to talk about it.
Yeah, I think one of the things I would love to see, and I don't know the research, but is when it's how I approach with my trainees when they're, you know, kind of shadowing in the residence, is say, one of the first things you can do is try to identify the emotion that you see as you walk into the room. And that's a great way of starting. You know, you look happy, you look sad. I said, if you get it right, the rest of the visit is so much easier. If you get it wrong, the patient will say, no, that's not right at all. But it's a different way rather than walking in there and go, you know, what brings you here today? And I'd love to see to what extent those sorts of leads are a good way of the, you know, teaching emotion states.
And I would tell you that, at least based on our experience here, the patients will so appreciate the fact that they ask, that they even started with that and asked them. So even if it's, well, no, actually, here's the way I'm feeling, the fact that they asked that goes so far in kind of creating that relationship.
So tell me how you're feeling today is a great start rather than tell me why you're here today.
Yes, yes.
Huh, very interesting.
And that would actually be some good research for somebody to do about that, how it changes the, even just opens up the tone of the conversation and the relationship between the patient and provider in a very different way. We see it constantly when we ask our patients. They are so grateful that somebody is asking them.
Well, that's really wonderful. Thanks again so much for both of you for sharing your time and expertise.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That'll conclude Behind the Scenes. Thank you for joining us with Lauren Russ and Jennifer Phillips from the Virginia Mason Medical Center about the power of words in healthcare.